Hello, you're listening to Triple R Midday News with Bethan Wayman,
Lauren Musket,
and Anastasia McInerney. Australia has called on Myanmar to allow the return of thousands of Rohingya refugees who have fled continuing violence in Rakhine State. Speaking at the UN in New York, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has said there's an urgent need for action.
The message is very clear that the violence must stop, there must be a ceasefire, humanitarian aid must be allowed in to Myanmar and also to Bangladesh, where about 400,000 Rohingyas have sought sanctuary.
Australia has promised $15 million in new emergency aid to Bangladesh to help with the humanitarian crisis. Myanmar's political leader Aung San Suu Kyi is due to give a much-anticipated State of the Nation address on the Rakhine situation later today.
The beverage industry has dismissed renewed calls by the Coalition of Health and Community Groups for a tax on soft drinks. The Australian Beverage Council says a proposed 20% tax on sugary drinks won't solve the obesity crisis. General Manager Albie Taylor says his organisation does not support the strategy.
We're completely opposed to it. We don't believe that taxation is the way to deal with health issues. It's more about education and changing behaviours. Taxation, you know, we're already overtaxed in this country as it is. Taxation isn't the way to deal with these sorts of issues.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has today announced a funding boost to treatment for Australians suffering from eating disorders such as bulimia and anorexia. $1.7 million will go to Butterfly Foundation's national helpline, Ed Hope, which offers free support and counselling to sufferers. The foundation will also receive $1.2 million to help train healthcare professionals, such as GPs, to better recognise symptoms of these disorders in their patients.
Three former Australian Medical Professional Association Australian Medical Association presidents are pleading with Victorian MPs to reject proposed assisted dying laws. A bill is set to be introduced to the Victorian Parliament this week. It would allow Victorians with an incurable medical condition to access assisted dying from 2019. The trio of former AMA presidents says the government should focus on better palliative care practices instead. However, the AMA says they won't stand by the former president's comments.
Medical professionals are urging Victorians to make sure they have been vaccinated in the midst of a horror flu season. There have been 13,000 confirmed cases of influenza in the state this year, nearly double last year's figure. There have been 95 reported deaths so far. Victorian Health Minister Jill Hennessy says there is no evidence the flu season has peaked yet and is not too late to get vaccinated.
A new look $10 note will be released tomorrow. The rollout aims to decrease counterfeiting rates, building on last year's release of the upgraded $5 note. The $10 note will release multiple security features in a clear top-to-bottom window and raised bumps for the vision impaired.
A showcase of artwork by people from refugee and asylum seeker backgrounds is opening today for a limited time at Federation Square. AIMS, a refugee and migrant support network, is presenting the Heartlands exhibition free to the public until Sunday. AIMS, Representative Carissa Gillam, says the exhibition is an important opportunity for refugees and asylum seekers to communicate their past experiences, but also their hopes for the future.
I think the main message is of hope, despite these people coming from terrible circumstances. Well, they're all quite hopeful of their new life in Australia and they want to contribute in whatever way they can. So this is a small token of their contribution, you know, using their skills to produce a beautiful exhibition.
In sport, NRL chief Todd Greenberg says the Dally M Awards will go ahead this year, despite a boycott threat by players. A dispute over the NRL's collective bargaining agreement has been ongoing since June last year. A disagreement over pay last led to the Dally M Awards being cancelled 14 years ago. In AFL, GWS Giants fans are set to be vastly outnumbered at the MCG preliminary final against Richmond this Saturday. All public tickets to the match were sold out on Monday, with fewer than 3,000 tickets bought by Giants supporters. Richmond fans are expected to make up 90,000 of the expected 95,000 strong crowd. And now for the weather. Today in Melbourne will be partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a forecast top of 14 degrees. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with some light winds in the morning and a top of 19. This has been Triple R News with Lauren Musket
and Bethan Wayman
and Anastasia McInerney.